really. Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You're tuned in to the FF Faceoff. Here, ready to drop the elbow on your competition, is Mike and Anthony. Ooh, yeah, dig it. Greatest, yeah, the FF Faceoff.
All right. Welcome back, folks, to the FF Faceoff. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Fantasy Football King.
Behold the King, the King of Kings.
Where one of us likes to podcast without socks and shoes on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best in the world. Yeah,
well, we'll find out. Cat's probably out of the bag soon. But what's going on, everybody? Yes, this is the FF Faceoff, and this is a fantasy football sports betting DFS podcast coming at you multiple times per week. Unless you're me, you get to show up whenever the hell you want, apparently, because you're busy with your day job. But keeping you best informed. So when the NFL draft comes up, you're ready. When the season comes up, you're ready. When anything comes up with football, you are ready if you're listening to us. So welcome aboard. Today is an NFL mock draft. I don't know why everything just shook, but whatever. We're doing an NFL mock draft of the first round. Couldn't be more excited. It's been a while for us to get into this, Anthony, so I'm looking forward to digging in. My name is Michael Hoff. You can follow me on Twitter at the FF Realist. My very handsome partner in crime throwing it back with a champion sweatshirt, that looks like. Man, that is old school. Looks like something my dad would wear when he would jog in Belmont Park. Here on Suffolk County, Long Island. His name is Anthony Servino, and he can be followed at the Real NFL Guru. Anthony, you would never know how shitty my day has been, but how are you today?
Mike, I'm doing good. I am the one who does not like to...
The way you just answered.
What do you mean? I'm doing great.
You're like, I'm doing good.
No, but really, I've been out all day, but I'm home. I'm doing good now. I do not have socks and shoes on. Number one, I don't wear shoes in my house, and I don't like wearing socks. I don't like being hot. I don't like my feet being hot.
I hear that.
I don't like it.
I'm big with that in bed. No socks ever.
Right. Not no, you can't do it.
Podcasting here, I've just said whatever. It's whatever I'm in the mood for. So it's, you know,
I like being free.
Face of tea. Verdean Global, of course, by the way, if you want to get a FF Faceoff t-shirt, you know, so, but yeah, Anthony, you like being free. That's great.
I do.
Good for you. Okay. All right. So, we'll remind everybody, of course, follow us on all the social media handles. We're on Twitter at FF Faceoff. We're on Instagram. I think Instagram is at the FF.
It is.
Look up both. Look up both. You'll find us.
It is. We're also the FF Faceoff on Instagram.
Gorgeous. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We're all over the place. And we've also got that little thing going on, the Hayden, the FF Faceoff Mental Health Podathon we're doing with Hayden Hurst. That'll be coming up in July. So there's more details coming on the way for that. Anthony, I mean, listen, we're doing the mock draft today. The much-discussed mock draft. Lots to discuss with the Niners. We'll get to that in a minute. Is there anything you want to talk about, or are you ready to just kind of dig into this sucker?
I mean, any news, we have the Ito Smith being waived news, but we'll tie that in very shortly as the Falcons have the number four overall pick. I don't believe that they're going to stay there, but again, we'll get into the mock, and then we'll talk about the Atlanta Falcons and everybody else who has a first-round pick, not named the Rams.
You know, can I sound off on one thing?
All right.
Can people stop texting while driving?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like driving behind somebody. They're going about 10 miles below the speed limit. Finally, I get in the other lane. I get around them and the fucker's texting on his phone. Just put your phone down. Put your phone down. You wouldn't even, like, think of it this way, Anthony. You wouldn't even want to be texting on your phone and, like, walk into somebody. You'd be like, oh, whoops, sorry. Like, oh, like, that was embarrassing. Imagine driving into somebody with a fucking car. Come on, guys, put your phone down.
But how do you feel about talk texting and driving? Fine.
Talk texting is fine.
Okay.
As long as you don't have to pick up your phone, it's cool. So, I mean, Anthony, I do that with you all the time, but my texts always come in all weird because it misses words.
Yeah, you know what? Why not use the, instead of talk to text, why not just send me, like, voice snippets?
Because you tried to do that to me last weekend, but it didn't work.
Well, okay.
Okay. That was a good talk. Very productive. All right. Are we ready to get into this?
We are. Draft?
All right, cool. First overall pick, Jacksonville Jaguars going with Rashawn Slater. Offensive tackle. No, we're kidding, of course. Yeah, this is going to be the newlywed Trevor Lawrence. Ain't no doubt about it. Right?
Are we sure?
We're
pretty sure.
We're pretty sure. You know, I'll just ask this for the sake of podcasting purposes. What is your level of interest as a fantasy football aficionado in Trevor Lawrence in year one in Jacksonville? Now, I'm not talking about dynasty. I'm not, you know, because we know, you know, obviously he's going to be a high pick, as he should be. But if you're in, like, a redraft league, two quarterback league, I don't think you're that ambitious for a one quarterback league unless it's a very, unless it's a lot of teams in that one quarterback league. What says you about Trevor Lawrence and fantasy football in year one?
You know, dynasty wise, number one, if you go back to in the archives to a few days ago, we had Jordan McNamara on. He writes the analytics of dynasty. He's at analyticsofdynasty.com, footballguys.com. And we really got into quarterback age and how do you apply that in dynasty? And if that's the of all the positions where it really doesn't matter how old the player is and how and the hit rate of like an Aaron Rodgers, like he's going to more or less hit more than a lot of these rookie quarterbacks coming out, yet the consensus overvalues these rookies. But talking about redraft and Trevor Lawrence, he has pieces. Like, I almost view Trevor Lawrence, considering the landing spot and what he does have around him, a couple of nice running backs in Hyde and James Robinson. They brought in Marvin Jones. They have Chenault and DJ Chark. I like the Jaguars. I like the supporting cast for Lawrence, and I'd be in. I'd value him similar to a Joe Burrow as last year.
Okay. Cool. All right. Good. Yeah, I kind of feel the same about it. So, all right. Good. Good stuff. Are you taking Trevor Lawrence in our startup league? Because you pick first, I pick second.
Probably not. Okay. Well, actually, maybe because of the quarterbacks I have. What is it? Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, and Taysom Hill. There's a chance I grab a Trevor Lawrence, but
it's no worse than my quarterbacks. At least for dynasty perspective.
I just care about winning now.
We're talking about this, as if you guys know. We joined a startup league with the couple of folks from the Dynasty Rewind and, you know, some other people there. So, you know, obviously you guys know how we feel about Dynasty Rewind. Best logo in the business. Sorry. I think so, Anthony. Whatever. But my two quarterbacks, I decided I'm picking second in the rookie draft, so I'm going to take a quarterback. So I went ahead and drafted Tom Brady and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Bunch of grumpy old men. Could do damage in year one, though. So there you go. All right.
I mean, listen, on Ryan Fitzpatrick, what if the Redskins, or the football team formerly known as the Redskins, are a team that trades up with the Atlanta Falcons at four?
It could be concerning, I guess.
Are we allowed to say Redskins?
I mean, you just did. I mean, I guess you're allowed to say it. You're supposed to go, oops, after, I think. I think that's kind of the disclaimer with saying Redskins now. Whoops. The Washington football team.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, here's the deal. The one name that I've heard, the Reds. God damn it, Anthony! Look what you did. The one team I've heard Washington being hot for as far as quarterbacks was Trey Lance. And Trey Lance, to me, I view him as kind of a, you know, he could start right away, or he could be on the bench for a year, and it would be okay. given the amount of time in which he's played in college. So I don't know. I wouldn't worry me if they drafted Trey Lance, to answer your question. We're taking a long time to draw out these obvious picks. Pick number two, New York Jets.
Yeah, this is it's got to be Zach Wilson. That's who they're linked to. There are some, I don't know if they're rumors or people are throwing it out there that, well, since San Francisco likes Mac Jones so much, maybe there's something to it. It's not happening. I think the wise decision is Zach Wilson. It's not because I don't think Mac Jones is capable. I think Mac Jones is severely landing spot dependent, and that spot is not the New York Jets, and Zach Wilson is the pick, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he was a guy, Anthony, you know, I wanted him for a long time on the Niners. So I wish him all the best. I have a soft spot in my heart for the Jets, of course. I'm a Mets fan, so I sympathize with Jet fans. Also, God rest his soul, my brother-in-law was a diehard Jets fan. So hope this Zach Wilson draft pick will finally be some resolution at the quarterback position, where I don't feel like they've had a truly stable quarterback since, like, Chad Pennington.
Right.
I mean, you want to count Mark Sanchez? I mean, he went to two AFC championships, but
the defense did. Defense.
Yeah. That was more defense. And
Thomas Jones.
So hopefully they can get to Chad Pennington and beyond. So we shall see. All right, Anthony. Enough of the foreplay. My 49ers traded up to the third overall pick. They visited Mac Jones on his draft day, on his pro day. Which was the same day as a Justin Fields pro day. So then that led to a lot of, oh, they must like Mac Jones. Mac Jones is the pick. Well, now you're hearing today, Justin Fields had his second pro day yesterday. So now we're hearing 49ers are hot to trot for Justin Fields. So, and pretty soon we're going to have Trey Lance again. He's going to have a second pro day. And maybe we'll hear some more rumors. Oh, that's the dark horse. That's there it comes. Anthony, I'm gonna be selfish here, and I'm gonna say that ultimately who I think is gonna be drafted is what we'll pick. But I want to know first from you, what I think you've been on the Mac Jones bandwagon for a little bit. Tell me, who do you think they should draft? Who do you want them to draft? And then I will ultimately be selfish, and I'll make the pick myself for both of them.
I mean, I really think they traded up for an edge rusher, considering what they do every other year, and it's gonna be Jalen Phillips.
Uh-huh.
No. I honestly think it's going to be Mac Jones. If you look at the profile of the quarterbacks that Kyle Shanahan has had success with, whether it's Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, even Nick Mullins flashed a little bit in that system, they remind me a lot more than Mac Jones than Justin Fields. And I think Kyle Shanahan, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Get a guy who can run my system. That's Mac Jones.
Okay. Well, I am not going to go the way of Mac Jones here. I get it. I get it for sure. It does make sense. And I think that's why it's so, scary to 49er fans, because it makes so much sense. But I'll tell you this, dude, this is literally, as a Niner fan, I changed my mind twice today. I changed my mind so many times on who they're going to take. Today, at this very moment, I am going to go with... it's Justin Fields or it's Trey Lance. And I think this. I think if it's a Trey Lance, I referenced earlier that the Niners could go ahead and they could go with their promise of saying, we want to keep Jimmy for one extra year. And Lance can start to learn the system. Because, again, I think that there's among these quarterbacks, he's the guy who needs a little bit of work. If it's Justin Fields, or even if it turns out to be Mac Jones, Anthony, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is gone. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is gone before training camp, in my personal opinion. Because I think those guys, you could put them out there on day one. In this particular case right now, I will go with Justin Fields. I think that I get it. I get it that we go with the idea that Mac Jones, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you're 1,000% right. But I think that there's a little bit of something to Justin Fields, and John Middlecoff, who I love, kind of pointed this out after the Niners got lambasted when they were playing their home games in Arizona and they played the Buffalo Bills on Monday night. And he brought up that point of Kyle Shanahan's comments after that game, after watching Josh Allen obliterate that team. And it kind of like an eye opener that I want to go ahead and use. I want to try a different quarterback. This game is different. This game is different than just using the quarterbacks I've come accustomed to using. And I think that there's something to that. He didn't say those direct words, but that was kind of what I took it as. But we're going to draft Justin Fields here to the 49ers. I will say, though, I do truly think Trey Lance is a dark horse that not enough people are talking about.
I wrote the four quarterbacks not named Trevor Lawrence up over, and I ranked them over at the game day NFL.com. And I actually have Mac Jones slated a little bit higher than Lance. And I do note that it's landing spot dependent. And the only two landing spots that I like for Mac Jones is New England and the 49ers, because they have a lot of similarities to Alabama. Both teams have a good defense. They don't trail a lot, especially if their offense is getting going. The good supporting cast, really good offensive line, and elite coaching. But anywhere else, if Mac Jones lands, I don't really like it for him. And okay. Lance, you're right. He is more of the, if any of these guys are going to sit a year, it's going to be Trey Lance.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of beer. I thought you had more to say. If it is now, do you agree with my, I apologize if you said this, but do you agree with my sentiment that if it is Mac Jones or if it's Justin Fields to the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo could be gone before training camp?
Yes, absolutely do. I think both of those guys are going to be day one starters. And for Jimmy Garoppolo, if New England doesn't get their quarterback, I do think they make a move, and it doesn't rule out Cam Newton starts.
Yes, you're right. And the last thing I'll say about Justin Fields, we've seen these sorts of things before where there's headlines out there or assumptions out there that aren't true. You know, just that he's a one-read quarterback. It's statistically been shown that he's not a one-read quarterback, that being Justin Fields. So I just think that, and I don't know why this happens. You know, a lot of people say that it has to do with being an African-American quarterback. Maybe there is definitely something to that, because it does seem to happen more than I'd like to see. But whatever the case may be, there's always a quarterback who we always see these sorts of things with. I remember we even saw it with Josh Allen. Remember when Josh Allen was like the gross guy?
Remember when I was saying Josh Allen would not be a starter in the NFL in 3 years after that rookie year?
Yeah.
And look at me now. And now I'm a Josh Allen guy.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I think Justin Fields, I think wherever he ends up, sure, maybe the growing pains may be different depending on landing spot, because that's always important. I'm going to go three here. Justin Fields. So there you go. We got quarterback. Bing, bang, boom. Anthony, we can't specifically make trades on this app, but if we have a trade in mind, we'll bring it up. I mean, do you think the Falcons trade out of this spot? The other news we wanted to talk about was Ego Smith, of course, Anthony, you referenced at the top. He was released today. A running back is coming in this draft, whether it's first, second, third, fourth, there will be a running back drafted, and he will be an Atlanta Falcon. But what says you here with pick number four? Do you think this is something that can be moved?
Absolutely. And it all depends, number one, how much are they going to get? And to me, there are two teams that are really, maybe three teams, if you want to factor in New England. I just don't see them, trading a king's ransom to move up at this point.
I feel like it's too rich for their blood, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Not unless, if Mac Jones is there. I don't see it happening for Trey Lance, but if Fields or Mac Jones is there, I do see a slight chance New England moves up. But the two big players are the Washington football team and the Denver Broncos. Both of these teams have rosters to win now. Yes, they have holes. Denver is more offensive heavy. Washington is more defensive heavy. But both of these teams absolutely need a quarterback to take the next step. Sorry, people who love Ryan Fitzpatrick. If he was really a quarterback that's going to take a team to the promised land, he wouldn't have been a career backup for 12 plus years.
You leave him alone.
So, Mike, how do you want to play this? Are we going to call a trade? Or, you know, because there is a chance Atlanta stays put and they go after another position.
Yeah, well, okay. I think that they could definitely trade out of this spot. I would not be shocked. We heard rumors that they were shopping it. I mean, if you want to say that they're trading it here, we can do that for the listeners and just go with it. But I will say, if they stayed here, I mean, I don't see them going quarterback in this year's draft. And I think that that's honestly a mistake. Because I think you need to start to plant the seeds for post Matt Ryan.
They are contractually tied to Matt Ryan for the next 2 years. There's like $40 million dead cap hit involved.
I mean, I get, all right. My other logic is this, though, is I'd like to think that if you're Atlanta, you're under the assumption that, hey, we're not going to be at pick four next year. That's what every team that's in the top five, top whatever, would like to think. Hey, we're not going to be back here next year, so let's really bang it right now and get who we need to get. So if they're not going to draft a quarterback here, they better hit somewhere in the later rounds. I mean, there are other quarterbacks that no one's talking about because there's all these other guys, so maybe they can get one. But, all right, I'll say that if they stay here, they're drafting Kyle Pitts, which would get me very upset because obviously I'm a Hayden Hurst supporter. I don't need another rooster in the tight end hen house. But Anthony, do you want to call this a trade or do you want to say they make a pick here?
I'm going to call a trade, and let's call a trade with the Denver Broncos. I think they are the team that needs it a little bit more because as much as they say Ryan Fitzpatrick's not going to get you there, Drew Lock's going to make you go backwards again.
Right.
And that quarterback depth chart, Brett Rippon, and I don't even know what else, Kendall Hinton, the wide receiver, started a game last year, albeit because of COVID. But it is a mess in Denver. I think they have to move up. And if, dare I mean, is it going to be, it's really Lance or Mac Jones, who's the pick if Denver trades up?
I think it's Trey Lance, in my personal opinion. I think we see Mac Jones drop here, and I don't even think it should be dropped because I don't think it was ever really truly expected by some of these NFL teams that Mac Jones was going to go in this top five. I just think that it was, for whatever reason, that report just gained a lot of traction. I think it's Trey Lance here, and I also think it's kind of poetic in a way. I believe that the Broncos would trade up here, but Anthony, you know, rewind the clocks back to last year's draft. What was the general consensus besides the fact that the Packers did a Goodfellas Joe Pesci job on Aaron Rodgers by, you know, just not getting him any talent? The other headline was, wow, look at all these weapons in which the Broncos have now given to Drew Lock. And 1 year later, the Denver Broncos are trading up to get their quarterback of the future. So I just think that's interesting. So we'll say Trey Lance, right? Are you good with Trey Lance?
Yeah, I'm good with Trey Lance. You know, he's mobile. I think John Elway likes those mobile quarterbacks.
All right. So just keep in mind then. So when we do pick nine is going to be for the Falcons.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Pick number five. We're going to start to move a little faster through these. It's just there's so much drama with these first couple picks and so much thought process that goes into it. Takes a little bit, guys, but it's good podcasting. Cincinnati Bengals, Anthony, the big deal here is, you know, Penei Sewell seems like the logical approach to the offensive tackle out of Oregon. But then you hear the whispers that Joe Burrow has campaigned for Ja'Marr Chase, who looked incredible. Everybody ran a 4.5 at the LSU Pro Day. It was kind of a rule. If you showed up, you got a sticker, you got a gym bag, and you ran a 4.5 40. It was pretty cool.
Did they really get a gym bag?
No, I'm just I tried to think of some like sort of random thing that would be given away. You know, thanks for showing up.
Water bottle.
Yeah. Here's a water bottle. Here's a gym bag, or, you know, a tote bag, they call it. You know, always big on the tote bags. Baseball giveaway games, tote bag. I don't fucking care about a tote bag. Anyway.
Give me the bobblehead.
Yeah, I've got some bobbleheads, yeah. Sorry, I'm very thirsty today.
Really?
By the way, I actually, we haven't given out a shout-out to our sponsor in a little bit. Tavour, T-A-V-O-U-R. They can have beer shipped to your home. Delicious beer from all over the country. You literally download their app today. You can download it whether you're Apple, whether you're Android. Tavour, again, T-A-V-O-U-R. You can select whatever beers you want. This isn't some dopey beer of the month club that continuously sends you beers that you don't actually want, that they're just putting off. You pick the beers that you want. You get as many or as little as you want. Have it shipped to your home. And if you use the promo code FACEOFF, F-A-C-E-O-F-F, at the time of purchase, if you spend up to, I believe it was, $20 or more, you will get a $10 credit on your next order. So hard not to love that. So again, download Tavour. It's absolutely free to download. So just download and take a look. Browse around. I once downloaded, first time I downloaded, I didn't buy right away, but I definitely got a vibe of the beers, and they explain the contents of what's in the beer, the alcohol content, all that good stuff. So again, Tavour, T-A-V-O-U-R. This way, when you're listening to the FF Faceoff, you can cheers with me. So there you go. Well, what the hell is better than that? Anthony, pick number 5, Cincinnati Bengals. I kind of laid out the groundwork there of what's being debated. Their two biggest needs, wide receiver, offensive tackle. Where do you go here?
Listen,
even though I know what you know.
You know, Cincinnati, they can go wide receiver. There is a need. They can go Kyle Pitts. There's a need. But the biggest need, like, and this is the narrative I keep going to, what good is all these damn weapons if Joe Burrow is on the injured reserve list and Brandon Allen's throwing it to they need an offensive lineman. You can't trust, I know he's young and they drafted him as a top 12 or so pick a couple of years ago. You can't trust Jonah Williams to stay healthy. If he does stay healthy, you kick him over to the left side or the right side where I believe Riley Reiff is expected to start. They signed Reiff this offseason, who's an okay veteran tackle. But you go and get Penei Sewell, because Penei Sewell on the bookend is going to protect Joe Burrow for years to come, and the weapons that they do have already, and they can go get a wide receiver in the second round. I think that's the logical choice. And for a team that really is built to make a step forward, they can't make that step with the offensive line the way it's been. I'm going Penei Sewell. Mike, do you have any argument here? I know Joe Burrow wants his old teammate, but logically, I think Joe Burrow is a little bit smarter than this.
I think you can make the case, is the good wording for Ja'Marr Chase. I think, listen, this is the deal with Kyle Pitts, guys. Any team he goes to, really, I mean, just about, it's sexy. So it's like when you mentioned Kyle Pitts to Cincinnati, I went, ooh, that's nice. Like, because you just, whatever, it's Kyle Pitts. But yeah, no, I would say that Sewell is, he is the smart choice. So I will go there with you. We will go Penei Sewell, offensive tackle out of Oregon. Done and done. Up next is the Miami Dolphins at pick number 6. Anthony, ATL has been asking me for weeks, when are we doing this mock draft? And I feel like he's been waiting for this very moment right now. Do you want to draft Mac Jones here? I love having fun.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
this is you.
They're going to go, and I pegged Kyle Pitts to the Miami Dolphins for a while. Mm-hmm. Just like we said about Denver last year, they loaded up their personnel, like the Giants are doing this year, for their quarterbacks to succeed. And I think this is what the Miami Dolphins are going to do this year. I think they're going to load up, give Tua every chance to succeed, but it's also no more excuses. If you can't get it done with this personnel now, when you have Will Fuller, Parker, Preston Williams coming back, Mike Gesicki, and if you add Kyle Pitts to that, too, if you can't get it done here, take a hike. We'll bring in another quarterback in 2022. I think Kyle Pitts is the right pick for the Miami Dolphins. With the versatility of Pitts, with the versatility of Mike Gesicki, that's a matchup nightmare for everyone. And really, we can scale it back. Where does Brian Flores come from? New England. What does New England do best? What did they do best? What are they trying to do best moving forward by signing the two tight ends? Run two tight end sets. I think it's going to be Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I think it's Kyle Pitts. I think that unless somebody trades up for whatever reason to get Kyle Pitts. I don't think Kyle Pitts makes it past six. I think I think the Dolphins. I think this is one of the bigger slam dunk obvious picks in my opinion of this NFL draft. So we will go Kyle Pitts going to the Miami Dolphins at number six. And here comes the kneecap biting, potentially run heavy Detroit Lions at pick number seven. Now, even though they're going to be a very run heavy team, Anthony, this is also a team that's going to need a wide receiver. They could potentially go cornerback again in this draft. There are some good cornerbacks at the top of this draft, some that we'll see in the first round. We'll discuss at some point. What says you here, pick number seven, Detroit Lions?
You know, I think Detroit, this is a team that they need help in a lot of areas. They need, I think they can use a linebacker upgrade, which is a nice fit for Micah Parsons. But I think Micah Parsons may be a little bit too early, and some do think he's the best defensive player in this draft. I just don't know if the Detroit Lions go there here. Are they a quarterback, or are they a team that can address quarterback if they're uncertain about Jared Goff with the Mac Jones? I would say yes if Mac Jones wasn't there. I don't think that's the right fit. Like if Trey Lance or Justin Fields would fall at seven, I think that would be a good idea. I think the Lions are going to go elsewhere. This is a team with a lot of needs. And one of the most glaring needs, if you think of free agency, losing Kenny Golladay, you're losing Marvin Jones, you're losing Danny Amendola, a lot of offensive pieces. You need to get better somewhere. And that's at wide receiver. I think this is the landing spot for Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it is wide receiver. I do have a sidebar question to ask you, but yes, we will go Ja'Marr Chase here, because you're right. They are going to need to add a wide receiver here, even though I believe that they're going to be very, very busy in the run game. Wide receiver will be necessary. So Ja'Marr Chase going to the Detroit Lions. Anthony, can I ask you a quick question?
So
Mac Jones, right? If he's not going to the 49ers, if he's not going to the Patriots, is there any other team that you would go, okay, I dig that? Or are you just, it's Niners, Patriots, or bust?
Well, Denver,
just because how you seem.
Denver already got their quarterback. Listen, if Mac Jones falls and falls far enough, I can see New England then making a move. I can see New England trading up with the Cowboys or the New York Giants and going to get Mac Jones if he's there.
Okay. All right. So pick number eight, Carolina Panthers are on the clock. They've got their quarterback now, Sam Darnold, who I think will be a little bit better than people are giving him credit for, in my personal opinion. Under the tutelage of Joe Brady and Matt Rule, we shall see. But offensive tackle, cornerback, tight end, maybe they would have liked to get their hands on Kyle Pitts. Anthony, what do you think here? Or also, do they go quarterback? Or you think that they're just going to stick with Sam Darnold and everything's going to be hunky-dory?
I think they're going to sit with Sam Darnold. Now, Teddy Bridgewater's expendable. They're right. Looking for a dance partner for Teddy Bridgewater. But is that enough for me to say that they're going to go and get Mac Jones here? This is a team that they won, five games last year, but they played a lot of close, tough games, including taking Kansas City deep to the wire. And that was without Christian McCaffrey. I do think the Curtis Samuel departure does hurt the offense, even though they're getting, you know, Christian McCaffrey back. But they're not going wide receiver here. They can get it done with what they have. They're going to go receiver later. They can use an offensive line upgrade or obviously a cornerback upgrade. They went all defense last year. I think they start this draft with the offensive tackle, Rashawn Slater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly where I was headed as well, was going to be offensive tackle here. I think people could suggest that they can go quarterback, but I don't think they will either. So we will go with Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle out of Northwestern. Now it is what was supposed to be the Denver Broncos pick, but because we did a draft on this, a trade on this podcast, it belongs to the Atlanta Falcons at pick number nine. We had the Broncos trading up to four to get Trey Lance, their quarterback of the future. that says, Drew Lock, do not pass go. Do not collect 200. Grab your clipboard and get to the bench. So, pick number 9 to the Atlanta Falcons, Anthony. What says you here? Do they go? I mean, you know, Jalen Waddle's going to, he's not going to be out there forever. But they don't need to go that route at wide receiver, in my personal opinion. Is this a team that starts maybe a run on defensive players? Because, Anthony, so far, we have yet to pick a defensive player off the board. Is this the best opportunity for that to break?
Yeah, it absolutely is. The Falcons, I think their offense is good enough, especially bringing Arthur Smith. Certainly, they're not going running back right now, even though that is a glaring need.
I think that's destined to be second round, right?
Even later, because this is a really, really good running back class, and the Falcons have a lot of needs on defense, pass rush, in the secondary with all the losses that went to Dallas. You know, DeMonte Kazee and Keanu Neal both followed their former head coach over to my Dallas Cowboys. They can use a pass rusher. Last year, they picked A.J. Terrell, reached a little bit. They could have had C.D. Lamb. And this year, I think they go cornerback again. They let go of Desmond Trufant, who I believe is now a Detroit Lion. And they're going to go with the second-generation cornerback out of Alabama, another Alabama player taken, Patrick Surtain II, goes to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and looked like an absolute freak on his pro day. So, all right, so there you go. So we will get Patrick.
There's Asante Samuel's kid, too.
Yep, yes, there is.
And Joe Horn's kid.
Yes. So, you know.
I like the second generation players, you know.
That would be J.C. Horn, which, Anthony, that could be potentially a great pick for pick number 10, your Dallas Cowboys. Now, Anthony, you referenced maybe the Patriots are going to trade up at this point to get Mac Jones. But this is your team. You are the Cowboys fan. I was selfish. I allowed you to give your opinion, but I made the pick I wanted to make for my 49ers. Floor is yours, dude. Go ahead. Have at it. What do you think your Dallas Cowboys do here? And better yet, I want you to tell me what you want them to do and what you think they will do, because sometimes that's two different things.
I wish I had the context. You know what? Yeah. I think there could be a potential trade here. And I think Kuiper actually noted this in his latest mock. And this is a guy that doesn't like to project a lot of trades, where the Patriots will trade up to Dallas because Mac Jones, or one of the quarterbacks, but in this case, it's Mac Jones, is sitting there. But I believe the compensation would be a first-round pick next year. No, it doesn't help Dallas this year, but we know the salary cap in Dallas isn't always the greatest. They always have another big name to sign, and what this does, this first-round pick gives them another position on a 4-year rookie deal out of the first round. It makes a lot of sense for the Dallas Cowboys. Sure, you're going to give up a J.C. Horn, or maybe he sits, but you're still, like, you can go back to 15, and even if you miss out on the corner, another big need they have is on the offensive line, replenishing that. Maybe they get a Christian Darrisaw at 15. This is a trade where if it's out there, they absolutely positively have to make it. I see New England trading up with the Cowboys and taking Mac Jones at this spot.
Ooh, all right. Well, I'll let you take it. I'll say, for argument's sake, I would have gone with J.C. Horn here going to the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they did a good job. What, they drafted Diggs last year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that was,
Do you give up a first round pick and probably a second round pick somewhere in this draft?
Oh, I get it. No. If they get the phone call, I won't. If they get the phone call and do that, I'm not going to be like, you idiots. You know, no, I think it's a good move. And I think you laid it out beautifully. So no, I'm not dismissing the idea of the trade. I'm just saying, for argument's sake, if the trade did not happen.
Caleb Farley, Greg Newsom, I mean, there's still other good corners in this draft.
No, this is actually a pretty good draft for cornerback. So, no, okay, that's fine. Well, so we'll go Mac Jones here, which is going to be funny, by the way, because if people are just like watching the screen and not actually listening, they're going to see Mac Jones to the Cowboys, and they're going to be like, what the, are these guys smoking? So Which Anthony can answer that, I guess. I can't.
I didn't smoke. So. I smoked earlier today, but not yet. Not, you know, early.
Not yet. That's for post show. That's for
Yes. Post show, a little dinner. Got some taco salad tonight.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Taco Thursday. Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. So we've got the Patriots trading up to get Mac Jones. So we will then have the Dallas Cowboys at pick 15. Anthony, we'll revisit them in a moment. Pick 11, though, goes to the New York Football Giants. And to me, you would think wide receiver here, right? But let's not forget about Dave Gettleman. He loves drafting defensive line, this sort of thing. I think this screams defense here, this pick for the Giants. I think some people will see Jalen Waddle up there and they'll get a little excited. Anthony, I feel like this might I don't think JC Horn's gonna last very long. I think this could be a prime opportunity for him to go. You know, you're talking about a Jalen Phillips out of Miami, but I think this might be a little too early for him, maybe potentially, but even though Dave Gettleman's shown us with Daniel Jones, it's never too early to get the guy you want. What says you here, though? Do you think they go wide receiver, or do you think defense is a bigger need in the Big Apple?
I do believe wide receiver is a need, even though they signed Galladay, and I keep emphasizing Sterling Shepard never had 1,000 yards, can't play more than 11, 12 games sometimes, a couple of concussions away from potential career ending. But they have Darius Shepard and Evan Ingram and Kyle Rudolph and Barkley. They have plenty of weapons in New York. I don't rule out Jalen Waddle. The cornerback, they signed Adoree Jackson, a premier corner from Tennessee. They already have Bradbury. That secondary is outstanding. If it's not a wide receiver and it's not an offensive lineman, I believe for the first time since 1984, Carl Banks, the New York Giants go linebacker and draft Micah Parsons and make a top 10 defense even better.
Dipping back into the Penn State pool. I dig this enough where I'm not going to argue with you. I was going to go corner here, but you know what? It seems like a Dave
Can you imagine
thing.
Linebacker core with Blake Martinez and Micah Parsons?
That's pretty goddamn good. Yeah. No, I'm down. All right. Let's make Micah Parsons the pick at linebacker. Let's hope Steffi Smalls approves. We'll ask her after the fact and see what she thinks. So we'll see. What do you think she thinks of that? You think she hates that?
I think she would like it.
Think she would like it?
Okay. Make a, you know, what's the defense is a strength. Make it an even bigger strength. Look at the offense. I mean, you got to play Dallas. Philly's a joke. But now Washington's offense, they're going to be legit.
Damn straight. Ryan Fitzpatrick led, motherfuckers.
Let's go to Philly.
All
a
right.
team that needs again. Everything.
They got to go away. Right?
Absolutely.
Are they going to make a okay. Good. All right. I'm sorry. You were probably going to go on a train of thought here, and I'm interrupting you, but I'll let you go. I just wanted to ask you, the top two wide receivers on the board, both Alabama products, Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith. We don't know Devonta Smith's weight yet. I mean, Devonta Smith weighs about as much as I did before I found alcohol.
Devonta Smith is the Pomeranian of this year's wide receivers.
That's very fast Pomeranian, though. But so most but are. Says you here. Well, most are. Okay, very good. But what were you going to say here? The Philadelphia Eagles. Where do they go here?
They have to go receiver. If they really think Jalen Hurts is going to be their future, they need to surround him with talent. If it's between Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle, where do you go? I go, like, he's a little bit, Devonta Smith's 6'1", a couple of inches taller than Jalen Waddle, but I think Devonta Smith, wait, you're going to go Waddle over Devonta Smith?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A little bit. Slightly.
I'll let you make this pick. I'm good with either one of those receivers going to Philly.
I want to make it abundantly clear, too, when I say that I think the Eagles, well, actually, you know what? They're the Eagles, so they don't make the best picks on draft day. I think that, you know what? There you go. Curveball. I would think that they should go Jalen Waddle. That would be my recommendation if I was in the room. But, yeah, maybe they're going to go Devonta Smith here because it seems like the sexier move. You know what? That's happening.
Okay.
And speaking of asking about making people happy, we should ask Michael Bauer of the Dynasty Rewind if he would be okay with Devonta Smith and Porkman, all those guys, wonderful people. Okay, LA Chargers are up next. Offensive tackle, edge, safety, cornerback, those are the things that they need. What, you know, they've got a defensive-minded coach here. Do you think that they go ahead and go defense? But then again, to that point, you said earlier, man, you talked about the Carolina Panthers when they got Matt Rule in town. You would have thought offensive might have been the theme. No, no, no. They went defense, like you said, with all those picks. So where do you think the Chargers should lean here?
They, you know, somewhere in the trenches, whether it is Darisaw, the best tackle left on the board, or Jalen Phillips, or I can't say the last name, Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. I think they're going to go somewhere in the trenches, and it makes me think you have a Justin Herbert. This kid looks like he could be the real deal. They still want to run the ball a little bit. Maybe go with Christian Darisaw and protect him, or I would go Phillips. I would go either one of those picks if I'm the Chargers. Yeah, and as J.C. Horn continues to slip,
yeah, we'll see for how much longer. Okay, all right. Yeah, no, we will go with Darshaw here out of Virginia Tech, going to the L.A. Chargers. Up next is going to be.
No, wait, who do we got? Who's going to him?
Darshaw.
Okay,
he's going to the Chargers. Offensive tackle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cool with that?
Yes.
Cool with that. Minnesota Vikings are up at pick number 14. I guarantee we're going to speed this up. Anthony, what does the Minnesota Vikings do here? What do they want to do here?
They have a need on the interior offensive line. They also have a need for a pass rusher. I think let's cut the foreplay. I'm going to go with Jalen Phillips out of Miami to the Minnesota Vikings. This Vikings offense, this is another team. The pieces are there. We know what they can do. Look at Kirk Cousins did with Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. And sure, Adam Thielen's getting a little bit up there, but I don't see this as a spot for Jalen Waddle, especially a team that doesn't run a ton of three wide sets. I think the bigger need is on the defensive side of the ball, and they're going to get the best pass rusher on the board right now with Jalen Phillips.
All right. I'm down. I'll take it. Good to go. Up next would be, it was the New England Patriots pick at pick number 15. But Anthony, you had them trading up to go get Mac Jones as their quarterback, and they traded with your Dallas Cowboys. So we'll circle it back again. Is this where J.C. Horn finds a home?
What yeah, says you? I believe Dallas makes this deal, assuming, listen, we can get a top two edge rusher. Yeah. We can get a top three corner. We can get maybe the best offensive lineman on the board. They're comfortable what they can get here. And I do think with J.C. Horn, if he absolutely falls this far, how do you pass him up? J.C. Horn and Trevon Diggs would be menacing to opposing offenses.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I like it. I dig it. I told you I didn't think he was going to last that long anyhow. So I dig this pick, and I told you I liked it in the first place.
I see mocks with him falling to at least 13.
That's weird. I mean, yeah. I mean, I just think he's going to be great. Yeah. So, and you know, and again, to the point that you talked about, I thought that the Cowboys could have gotten him where they got him. You put him in a position where they're trading back, getting a lot on the back end, and still getting Horn. So you lay it out beautifully. We'll see if it works out that way on draft night. I'm sure you'd be smitten if they did. Up next is the Arizona Cardinals, and now James Conner-led Arizona Cardinals. The Disney story comes to Arizona. I still don't give a shit. I love Chase Edmonds. But Anthony, what says you here, my good friend? You know, offensive line is something that definitely needs to be addressed here in Arizona. I think that this is a prime spot for Tucker out of USC. But you have any other ulterior ideas or any other moves that you think that could happen? We still have not seen one of these running backs come off the board. Not saying it'll happen here, but what says you?
Cardinals, I think their two biggest needs, obviously a cornerback. You lost Patrick Peterson. This is a defense that's looking to take a step up. I also think it's not a dire need, but I believe the Cardinals are a legitimate Super Bowl sleeper. If you look at their offseason last year, they're better than their record. They finished 13th in total defense or in points per game allowed, 13th offensively in points per game scored. This is a better team than their record, and I'll keep hammering that home. You bring in a couple of guys this offseason, high ceiling with injury concerns. The Cardinals are a team, I think this window in year three with Murray in the Cliff Kingsbury era, they can take a huge step up. I believe Seattle takes a step back. I believe the Rams take a step back. To me, it's Arizona and the 49ers in the West. Both of those teams will make the playoffs. If I'm the Cardinals, I'm getting another weapon at wide receiver, and I'm going to go Jalen Waddle. Go luxury. Go for the throat.
Okay. That does seem like the Arizona way. So, all right, there you go. So we'll roll with that. Up next is the Las Vegas Raiders, who, Anthony, you said you're not even, they're not even in your thought process. But no, you do have to think about them now.
Who's the best punter on the board?
Oh, come on. All right. Offensive tackle ought to be the way. But again, you kind of bring up that point. Who's the best punter on the board? The Raiders just kind of go with whatever they're feeling at the moment.
Wait, do you ever see Mike? Who's the Mike owner Davis. Of the Raiders?
Oh, that
Mike Davis.
Yes, Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. You cannot trust a guy with that haircut.
No, not at all. Not at all. Nope. I wouldn't even take an interview. I'm good. I'll wait for an owner with a better haircut.
All that money. It looks like he's putting a pasta bowl on his head, and he has his somebody cutting around it.
Adorable. Anyway, so logically, we would think that at this point, especially with the names that we have here, we would think that offensive lineman seems to be the way that they ought to go there in Las Vegas. But Las Vegas is the land of gambling, of course, as we well know. So where do you think that they would go here? Do you think that they're going to go defense?
Oh, I think they have to go defense. This defense has been bad in the past two seasons in the Gruden-Mayock era. I think they have to get better defensively. This offense is going to move the football. I'm not a big John Gruden guy, but he does know how to move the football. The issue is he doesn't have a defense that can stop anybody. But on the other end, I don't think he has the type of offense that can go score to score every week. I know he did it against the Kansas City Chiefs, but they also got their asses handed to him at the end of the year. But the Atlanta Falcons, a team that was dead in the water, they need to go defense. And I think they can go Azeez Ojulari, the pass rusher, or Jeremiah Owusu, Coromo, the linebacker out of Notre Dame, and I would lean the linebacker here. A nice foundation building block on defense.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I just wish that they... Okay, yeah. I mean, the Raiders are continually a puzzling team.
I mean, they brought in Gus Bradley, a quality defensive coordinator, another former guy from Seattle, that Legion of Boom defense. He likes speed. He likes linebackers that can cover it, and Owusu fits the mold.
All right. There, now we're back to the Miami Dolphins are back. The Miami Dolphins took Kyle Pitts earlier, which ATL Mike is very happy about. Anthony, can they go offense again? Because I asked that because, you brought up the prospect of edge rusher with the last pick with the Las Vegas Raiders. But I feel that we are going to see a running back go in the first round. That's my opinion. Do we see it here at pick number 18? We know that, it's not the most stable spot on the Dolphins depth chart. Is it running back or is it somewhere else?
I don't think it's running back. In fact, I think they're going to, again, put another piece in place to ensure Tua's success or to give them an out next offseason if Tua doesn't work. And I think they go with the top interior offensive lineman on the board out of USC, Elijah Vera Tucker.
Okay. All right. I won't argue. I will just say that I think this could have been a spot for a running back from off the board, but whatever.
927 career pass blocking snaps. He's allowed three quarterback hits.
Not bad. Not too shabby. Not giving not giving Tua many excuses. So there you go. Which will continue to upset ATL. Pick number 19 going to the Washington football team. We're not accustomed to seeing them up at pick 19, but there they are, Anthony. They sure as hell don't need running back. Nope. Not
with J.D. McKissick.
Gibson. Yeah, they're sure. Him too. Not with my dude Antonio Gibson. So offensive tackle is a top, is a need there. Then you can go to the defense a little bit. Obviously not defensive line. I mean, they could choose to go that route if they want to just get, you know, embarrassment of riches. But Anthony, what says you here? Pick number 19, Washington football team, go.
Offensive tackle is their top need. Their line, and I told you, I said it 100 times in the show, when I always look at the end of the year rankings and the beginning of the year rankings at Pro Football Focus, and the Washington football team had the sixth best offensive line to end 2020. I had to do a double take. This is a team, as good as they were, they struggled to replace Trent Williams. I think they go to Oklahoma State and get Tevin Jenkins to be their new left tackle.
All right. I won't argue with that. Tevin Jenkins, it is, to the Washington football team. Pick number 20. They have a needed quarterback, those poor guys. That being the Chicago Bears. Quarterback, offensive tackle, wide receiver, cornerback, you name it, they need it. Is this maybe a spot for, you know, maybe Greg Newsom stays close to his college home and joins him on the defense? Or Anthony, do you think that this is maybe wide receiver territory, or what says you?
After that Kyle Fuller loss, their biggest need that opened up is that cornerback. And if we do go that route, I go Greg Newsom. Now, they could also use a pass rusher to help out Khalil Mack a little bit. They signed Robert Quinn, who popped 2 years ago in Dallas. He was on a one-year deal coming from Miami. Kind of rejuvenated his career. Signed a big deal last offseason. Didn't really pan out. So they can go with an edge rusher, but I think the wiser move is going into that secondary. Because in the past 2 or 3 years, ever since Fangio left, two of the best corners are now with Fangio in Denver, and that's Kyle Fuller this year and Bryce Callahan, who went, I believe, last year. I think they need to go cornerback and Greg Newsom.
Okay, so Greg Newsom it is out of Northwestern. Up next, the Indianapolis Colts. They don't need a running back either, at least we don't think. So we're starting to see the running back possibility in the first round dwindle a little bit, but maybe not for much longer. Spoiler alert. Pick number 21, though, goes to the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony, do they go edge rusher here, or do they fill a different kind of need? I think edge rusher might be a good spot here, unless you've got someone else in mind.
No, and with Azeez Ojulari still on the board, you have Kwity Paye still on the board. I think one of those guys are going to go to the Colts. And the Colts had a terrific defense for half of the year. You saw them fall off in the second half. I can see them going a cornerback. But really, when you have this type of talent at the edge rusher, you need to go after the quarterback, especially with an incoming Trevor Lawrence. You're also playing in a division with Ryan Tannehill. I think a player like Ojulari really sticks out to me to make this Colts an immediate and give them an immediate improvement going into this season.
All right. So there you go. We've got Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia going to the Indianapolis Colts. Up next is pick number 22, staying in the AFC South, that going to the Tennessee Titans. Anthony, this is a team that needed a wide receiver, though, after the loss of Corey Davis. Do we see a wide receiver sneak up here out of nowhere, or do you have different plans in mind for the Tennessee Titans?
Their three biggest needs: corner, because they blew up that secondary after how poorly they played. They absolutely need a wide receiver, and they can use an upgrade on the offensive line. Unless they go with a Rashad Bateman, which I wouldn't really hate because you need to get AJ Brown some help. Bateman 6'1", 190 pounds. I think he would complement AJ Brown and now Josh Reynolds well. Where do they go with the next best available cornerback? It's between receiver and corner for me going to Tennessee.
I think they're going wide receiver here, in my personal opinion. I know it's Mike Vrabel, so I know our mind runs to defense, but I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that it's going to be a wide receiver going.
And you like Bateman?
So, yes, I would take Bateman here,
You know, it's Bateman, Elijah Moore, Kadarius Toney. A lot of good receivers left.
Yeah,
pick your poison.
You know what? I'm going to sneak in Elijah Moore here, actually. Let's go Elijah Moore.
So you're passing on Master Bateman.
I am passing on Master Bateman, but I am not passing
me.
On the idea that I'm surprised that you got that in there. There you go.
I'll always All get right. it in, Mike.
Okay. Pick number 23, the New York Jets. They're done taking Zach Wilson. They've got their quarterback problem solved for now. What says you here going forward, Anthony? Is this a team then... You know, listen, they've got a defensive-minded coach, but they brought a lot of good offensive minds from San Francisco. Where do you think the Jets go here with pick number 23?
Man, this is a team with a lot of needs.
Indeed.
There's a nice edge rusher. Quiddy Payne still on the board. They can go corner. I don't think they go wide receiver, but... Is it too early to go running back or either of these running backs, whether it's Travis Etienne or Najee Harris or either one of these backs good enough to go in the first round and to the New York Jets? And that is really my sticking point with pulling the trigger on running back.
Like a half answer there. I think that they're good enough, but I don't think they go to the Jets.
They're going in the next pick.
All right.
So what says you here though with the New York Football Jets? I think edge rushers are good. I think Quiddy Payne. I think that's a need that needs to be met. And you gotta remember for the fact that Robert Saleh came over from San Francisco, and for the fact that he brought some of the people over from San Francisco. And granted, he brought a lot of the offensive minds. He tried to peg some of the defensive guys away too. They might try and mold what San Francisco did. I mean, Washington did a good job of bolstering up on defensive line. The Niners clearly have done that. Maybe the Jets try and do that sort of thing. Maybe they try and bolster up this defense a little bit. So the opportunity of having another first round pick, maybe it is Quiddy Payne.
I'm fine with that. Especially you note the head coach from San Francisco. They even have the off. I mean, it's San Francisco East to me right now. I'm going to go Quiddy Payne. I'm a defensive guy.
Let's roll with it. So there you go.
I think we're going to butt heads here. No. Okay. Well.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that this has been considered a foregone conclusion for a long time, but I thought that this was a spot in which the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to go ahead and draft a running back. I don't think that they should bother waiting for the second round to do it. I think they need to get a running back in-house here. That's my personal opinion for their offense. But beyond fantasy, there's much more to worry about than a running back. We need to worry about other things. And there are some pieces on the defense that is needed. And maybe that's where you're going to butt heads with me, Anthony. So go ahead. Do your worst. I've alluded to it enough. I like running back here. What says you?
I don't listen. I'm with you. They absolutely positively need a running back in Pittsburgh. But I think the bigger need is in the trenches on the offensive line. So I'm fine with giving the Pittsburgh Steelers an offensive lineman or running back. I'll let you make the pick because they need both. I know this is a pretty deep class for offensive linemen and running back. So I think they come back in the second round and get whatever they don't get here. But pick your poison. You're going to go line. You're going to go running back. They need both.
I'm going Najee Harris. I think Najee Harris is the pick here. That's what I'm rolling with.
All those
running back.
Kalen Ballage shares.
Yeah, well, sure. But yes, of course. So yeah, no, I think they go running back here. We'll make that so. Najee Harris going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pick number 25, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've got Trevor Lawrence. They are now up to pick again. Do they help him out with a wide receiver here, or do they go somewhere else? Anthony, I basically bombarded the last pick, so I'll let you go here. What says you here? Jacksonville Jaguars, pick 25.
I noted how deep this class is for offensive linemen, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, we know they blew up a defense that really almost got them to a Super Bowl with Blake Bortles at the quarterback, and wide receiver, okay. I mean, you have DJ Chark and Marvin Jones and Laviska Shenault. I think they're fine there. I see a lot of mocks having them go the safety out of TCU, Trevon Moehrig, and I'm going to stick with that. I think they're going to upgrade their secondary and get the number one safety on the board.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We'll lock that one in. And now the next pick, as we get to our, you know, we're getting to the final, what, seven picks here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've got the Cleveland Browns, who will be next year's AFC North champions, as per me. I think that this is a good opportunity for them to stick with maybe the defensive side of the ball. Just keep bolstering it up, keep bolstering it up.
And they need to.
And they need to. So I think that this is a good spot for Barmore out of Alabama, the interior defensive line. That's what I think is a best play here. Do you have somewhere else you'd like to go with the Cleveland Browns?
Either Barmore or one of the linebackers, whether it's Jamin Davis or Zaven Collins. You know, the Browns are your team. Let's get one.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to go with Christian Barmore out of Alabama. That's who I would go with. So that would be my pick here. Then we will go with pick number 27 going to the AFC North again.
The AFC North champion future.
No. They're going to lose to the Cleveland Browns. But nevertheless, they are up at pick number 27. This is a team. Do they go wide receiver or do they stick with a different position? What says you?
They brought in Sammy. I think they'll be fine. You know, you have Rashad Bateman still on the board, a couple of nice receivers still on the board. But when you lose a player and he signed with New England, and I'm drawing a blank, but it was a significant defensive player for the Baltimore Ravens. I think they need to replenish that, and I think they do so and go get Jason Owa out of Penn State, the edge rusher.
Yeah. No, it seems like a Ravens move, but I'll say that when I say it seems like a Ravens move, usually that would have like the would have the idea behind it that's not a good pick, but they do a very good job of drafting, in my opinion. So we will go that way, Anthony, as you say. Jason Owa, the edge rusher out of Penn State.
Oh, and it was Matthew Judon, the linebacker.
Are you a Matthew Judon? Oh, I thought you were going Owa. My bad. Okay. Well, either way.
No. Matthew Judon is the one who left Baltimore to sign with the Patriots, and this is who they're replenishing.
Good times. Okay. Up next, we are going to go to the New Orleans Saints at pick number 28. This is a team that could have used cornerback. It would have been nice if they can get J.C. Horn, but that wasn't going to happen. What says you here? Do they go wide receiver?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Can you name a wide receiver on their depth chart not named Michael Thomas, Tre'Quan Smith?
Not currently, no.
Okay. They're going wide receiver. They need to. Listen, this is no longer Drew Brees where you can put a bunch of punching bags on roller skates out there and he's going to get him the football. You have Taysom Hill. You have Jameis Winston. And let's face the facts. Jameis Winston had almost the same weapons that Tom Brady had to work with. And look what Jameis did in the Tampa Bay. You're telling me you're going to put him out there on the Saints offense with Michael Thomas and a bunch of guys, not even a tight end? I know Troutman has a little bit of hype in the fantasy football world. We don't know what the hell he's going to be. They need weapons. on this rebuilding New Orleans Saints team, or at least rebuilding for 2021, I think they go get a Rashad Bateman or a Terrence Marshall Jr.
All right. I'm down with Rashad Bateman, so let's plug that one in. All right. Now we get to the Green Bay Packers. Do the Green Bay Packers continue what they started in last year's draft?
Yes, which I think they're going to draft Kellen Mond, the quarterback out of Texas A&M.
And I'll say this, for as much as we talked about, because we grilled the Packers and said they did not, we said they did not do enough to get themselves past the NFC Championship. They did get back there, but they didn't get past there. So how do they address that, Anthony? What says you? Are they really going quarterback here, or are you just being adorable? Where do you think the Green Bay Packers
How do you, if you're the Packers and you have Aaron Rodgers, how do you pass up on a quarterback? I just don't get. I don't know how they pass up on a quarterback.
Well, maybe they see him on Jeopardy.
Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond. You know, why not go for a developmental quarterback? You know, when you're a game away from the Super Bowl every year.
Kellen
I don't
Mond's
know.
Be a solid
I don't know.
Pick, by the way.
I don't know.
Kellen Mond will be a late solid pick with somebody.
But seriously, here. This could potentially be a landing spot for a center because of the loss of Corey Linsley. That's a significant loss to this offensive line. Could they use a little bit of help in the secondary when you consider the offensive firepower they have to face? And maybe they will get Asante Samuel Jr. I think they can go wide receiver here, but will they actually do it? Mike, if you're the Packers, what the hell are you doing?
Well, if I'm the Packers, I would go with a wide receiver here, I think. But, here's the thing. They have some defensive needs, and there are some good defensive players at the top of this board. So I think this is a time in which you can, I don't think they should be criticized in this particular case for going defense here or not going the way of which helping Aaron Rodgers, quote unquote. I think drafting defense does help Rodgers in a way, but yeah, I think defense is the way here. I think it would be a cornerback would be for me if it's a Caleb Farley, if it's an Eric Stokes, I think cornerback would be the way, but I'm willing to open it up if you want to pick somebody here.
Listen, I'm going to get Aaron Rodgers help, but it's not the help that the fantasy football community is going to like. I'm going to go Landon Dickerson, the best center in this draft. Some draft experts thought that he can fall out of the first round because of a previous injury, but apparently the recovery is going better than expected, and I think the Packers go and get their next center for the next few years to replace Linsley, which to me, again, one of the biggest losses that Green Bay could have suffered.
All right. Now, I think this is the last possible chance for a running back to go. We've got three more picks in this first round, then we're going to wrap up this podcast.
You're going to bring a running back in to take two carries a game?
Well, I'm saying this is the best opportunity, in my opinion, because I don't think the Chiefs are going to bring one in. I don't think the Buccaneers are. I'm not saying that's a good idea. I'm just saying. I think this is your last shot to get a running back in the first round is all I'm saying. But it is the Buffalo Bills. They do have some needs on the defensive side of the ball. Anthony, is this maybe a spot for a cornerback, or what says you here for the Buffalo Bills?
Their defense, they have a little bit of weaknesses, and if there was one, it's probably the interior defensive line because they struggle. They get gashed by running backs. But if I'm Buffalo, this is a team we know that can compete this year. They believe they can go to a Super Bowl and win one this year, and I think this is a spot for either the top cornerback that's left or the top edge rusher that's left. And if they go edge rusher, Joe Tryon out of Washington, or if they go the cornerback route, Caleb Farley or Eric Stokes, or you got Samuel Jr. still sitting there.
I'm going to go with Caleb Farley here, cornerback. That's what I'll go here.
Okay.
So I'm
fine with that.
Yeah. All right. The final two picks, your Super Bowl competitors are now ready to pick. It's the Kansas City Chiefs first. Anthony, what do you think here? Last year, they went ahead and surprised a lot of folks and really just, I mean, absolutely just got the fantasy community all hot and bothered by drafting Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Do you think they're going to go ahead and surprise us all and do some other pick that's going to get us all hot and bothered? Or do you think they'll be more, I don't know, mindful of who gives a shit what the fantasy community thinks? What says you?
I think the right move is on the defensive side of the ball. Now, obviously, the way they began
Anthony, my wife just said that what says you sounds stupid. Well, it sounds stupid when
you've been saying it for like 4 years, so no, I'm used to it.
Yeah, typical, bothers you now, but you know, either way, maybe I'll think of something else. But in the meantime, we only have so much left in this show, so what says you?
Let's make a fantasy pick here. And not just a fantasy pick, but it's an Andy Reid pick. A glaring need is wide receiver. Now, if they didn't replenish their offensive line the way they did after moving on from Eric Fisher and I believe Mitchell Schwartz, you had to go line. You're forced to. However, at this point, no more Sammy Watkins. Not a huge loss, but do we trust Mecole Hardman to take that step up? Also, Tyreek Hill, of all the players who restructured, he didn't want to restructure. Maybe that rubs the organization the wrong way. Also, Travis Kelce is getting up there a little bit. You have to start thinking of pass catchers for the future, especially when you have Patrick Mahomes locked up forever. You go wide receiver here. This is Rondale Moore or a Terrence Marshall Jr. out of LSU.
I'm going Rondale Moore. So let's lock that up. Rondale Moore. The more you said it, the more I thought this is a Rondale Moore pick. So we'll lock that up. Anthony, we've got one final pick in this first round mock draft. Feels like we've been podcasting for an eternity, but we might not have. But regardless.
Hour and 18 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Your 1A, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, pick number 32. Where do they go here? I mean, they don't need to go. They just brought in.
They don't have a need. They don't have
Ronnie Bernard. They don't need to go running back. So I think these running backs, we're going to see, you know, the Travis Etienne, we're going to see him slip, and, you know, Javonte Williams, so on and so forth. Those guys are going to slip to the second round, which I think a lot of people thought of Williams anyway would likely be second round. So it's not exactly, you know, going to barrel anybody over. But Anthony, this is your 1A, so where do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go?
Listen, I think Tampa goes one of two places. Now, immediately, they don't have a need on this team, but immediately, you look at running back, Fournette, Ronald Jones, Gio Bernard, they're all on one-year deals. I can make a case where they go Travis Etienne, and you have him locked up for the next four seasons on a rookie deal, and you can also have the option for five. I can also make a case, if there is an immediate need, where if you look on the defense, if you look at the defensive line, Ndamukong Suh, how much longer is he going to play? Same thing with Jason Pierre-Paul. I believe you're going to go ETN. That's not really realistic with their running backs. I think they go edge rusher. This way, next offseason, I think one or both of JPP, probably Ndamukong Suh is the one who goes. So let's go Joe Tryon out of Washington.
I like it. I dig it. All right. So there you go. So our first round is complete.
This was a really good mock.
Yeah, it's a good mock. And we'll post it. I'll make a little graphic at some point, probably. We'll post it. But, yeah. So, I mean, you know, the big one was, you know, obviously Justin Fields going to the 49ers at 3. We saw the Broncos trading up to get Trey Lance. We saw the Patriots trading up to get Mac Jones. And we saw the Cowboys, who I think, Anthony, if this works out the way in which you have laid it out, I think they would leave day one of the draft as kind of being winners. I mean, trade back and you're still getting J.C. Horn.
Yeah.
So I think you put the Cowboys in a good spot to be draft day winners.
And I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible either. Not at all. Anthony, with that being said, anything to say before we ride off into the sunset today?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are listening right now on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating, and in a review section, you could say something nice. You know, if you want to call us assholes in there, that's fine. Just give us that 5-star rating. If you want to give us feedback and say, hey, your microphone's too loud. Hey, we want to see more of this type of content. We want to see less of this type of content. Leave all those remarks there and we will consider it. But again, 5-star rating, leave whatever you want in a review section. We would appreciate it. It will help us grow, but that'll do it for today. Mike, this was great. Take us home.
Yeah, that was a good time, of course. So we thank everybody for listening. We hope that whets your draft day appetite. And if it doesn't, we'll probably do one more along the way.
I wish I had your hair thickness, Mike, by the way. Like I was admiring that the whole show.
I appreciate that immensely. No one else could admire that because you had our draft board up there the whole time. So no one could notice this, but it'll be back.
I like it.
So, well, yeah.
I need like that. I need very like nice hair plugs.
You want to talk about it off
thin,
air?
I have thin hair. It's not, I'm not losing hair. I have thin hair, but we can. Okay. If Cy Sperling wants to give me, wants to be our sponsor. You remember that guy from WrestleMania 10?
He's probably listening.
If he put a wig on the Fink.
His kid's probably listening. He's probably like, holy shit, that was my dad. But all right. Very good. All right, so that will do it for today's show. Anyway, again, main point being we probably will do another one of these mock drafts between now and draft day, which isn't that far away, thank God. But we'll tell you until next time, stay thirsty, be kind to one another. If they ask you to wear a mask, that COVID thing is still around. I know somebody who passed away in Florida, unfortunately. So if wear your mask if they ask you to. If they don't, I guess good luck to you. Love you. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Cheers.